This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush today appeared before an audience of National Guard members in Las Vegas and praised their contribution to wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The event was the annual meeting of the National Guard Association of the United States. Mr. Bush's speech comes at a time of renewed questioning of his own military service in Texas and Alabama during the Vietnam era. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Las Vegas.
The White House made it clear today that this speech would not address the lingering questions about Mr. Bush's service as a National Guard pilot. In fact, the only mention the president made of his military past in the Texas Air National Guard came at the very beginning of his remarks, when he listed himself among other prominent Americans who served in the Guard.
Including men named Jefferson, Madison, Lincoln and Truman, 19 individuals have served both in the Guard and as President of the United States, and I'm proud to be one of them.
From there, the president talked about the jobs being handled by the National Guard today, specifically mentioning hurricane relief in Florida, alongside military operations in Afghanistan and Iraq.
The National Guard has played a critical role in every aspect of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom. More than 185,000 Guard members have been called to serve on every front in the war on terror. You are a vital part of our strategy to defend America. You're fighting terrorist enemies in Iraq and Afghanistan and across the globe, so we do not have to face them here at home.
But that participation overseas has meant that members of the Guard have faced a very different term of service than they imagined when they joined the military. The expected one weekend a month on duty turned into lengthy deployments away from families and jobs. The president acknowledged the hardships that has caused.
When our nation must call on you, we owe you some things in return. We're working to provide you at least 30 days notification before you're mobilized so you have time to make arrangements. We're working to give you as much certainty as possible about the length of your mobilization.
Mostly today, the president talked about progress being made in Iraq and about how, with major help from the National Guard, a tyrant has been removed and the country is heading toward democracy. He did not mention the current violence in Iraq, including the latest suicide bombings, focusing solely on the positive. And while the president was greeted enthusiastically by Guard members at the convention center, there was another event in Las Vegas today at which a group of National Guard families expressed their strong discontent with the president's policies. Speaking at a press conference at a nearby hotel was Dante Zapala of Venice, California. His brother, National Guard Sergeant Sherwood Baker, was killed in action in Iraq.
I don't want to paint my brother today as a victim. He was a hero in life and a hero in death. I don't blame George Bush for his death. But I do believe that our president was careless with his responsibility to our troops. He has not supported our troops, but he has used their service and sacrifice to satisfy a very reckless agenda.
Senator John Kerry issued a statement critical of the president's speech. He said the president offers distortions about the situation in Iraq, saying, quote, George W. Bush keeps saying that things are getting better, even when we all know that's just not true. This is a message that Kerry is expected to deliver himself when he speaks to the same convention on Thursday. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the president in Las Vegas.